Ever scroll through social media and find yourself thinking, man, they've got it all figured out? You know, those picture-perfect couples, always jet-setting, engagement ring selfies, the whole nine yards.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Well, that's actually where our deep dive starts today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with a story that shows us, sometimes, that perfectly curated feed, it hides a reality that's anything but perfect.
It really makes you think, you know, what's so interesting about this story isn't just, like, the deception, but it's what it says about us, you know, about human nature.
Totally.
Like, how much do we actually choose to see what we want to see, especially when it comes to love and relationships?
It's so true. And in this case, we're diving into the world of Katie and Mike. And on the surface, they seem like the Instagram ideal couple. Vacations, romantic gestures, even hints at a future engagement.
They really had it all.
They did. Mike, by all accounts, seemed like this charming, attentive, successful partner anyone would dream of.
Right.
But buckle up, because things are about to take a wild turn.
Here's where the story really gets you. This wasn't some situation where the warning signs were, like, flashing red.
Right.
Everything seemed to point to a loving, committed relationship, which makes the truth even more shocking.
Because, get this, Mike was leading a double life.
Oh, no.
And I don't mean like a little side hustle. We're talking another girlfriend.
What?
Sarah. For the same 3 years, he was with Katie.
No way.
He was juggling them simultaneously. He'd use these work trips as an excuse to see Sarah, kept his friend groups totally separate, never slipped up. It's mind-blowing.
That is wild. It really speaks to, like, a whole other level of manipulation.
Right.
And compartmentalization.
Yeah.
To keep that up for so long takes serious effort and zero regard for, you know, the other people involved, their feelings. Makes you wonder if he was ever really invested in either relationship at all.
Right.
Or was it all some kind of game to him?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, the sources we have, they don't really dive deep into Mike's psychology, you know?
Right.
But it does make you think about those deeper motivations behind these elaborate lies.
Yeah.
Was it a need for control, fear of commitment, something else entirely?
It's so interesting to think about, right? Like, this is where understanding things like cognitive dissonance could be helpful.
Oh, interesting.
It's that thing we feel, that internal struggle, when we have these beliefs that clash, right?
Right.
So maybe that explains how Mike justified his actions, at least to himself. Or maybe he was just a master of confirmation bias.
Interesting.
You know, just seeking out information that backed up his choices, however messed up they were.
Wild, right.
Totally.
But let's not forget about Katie and how this all comes crashing down for her.
Ah.
It starts with what seems like a totally random, insignificant moment. A chance encounter at the mall.
Okay.
So picture this. Katie spots a woman with a familiar-looking purse.
Oh, no.
The same purse, in fact, that Mike got her.
You've got to be kidding me.
It gets worse.
Oh, no. This is bad.
Yeah. And it wasn't just the purse. Katie's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I've heard that voice before. All those times she'd heard that woman's voice on Mike's phone. You know, those moments that were always brushed off as, oh, it's just a friend.
Right.
Suddenly take on a whole new meaning.
I bet.
It's like all the pieces of the puzzle start falling into place.
It's so true. It's like that, what's it called? That aha moment.
Yes.
You see it in all the mystery stories. But here, it's Katie's reality, and it's about to be totally turned upside down. Have you ever had that happen?
Right.
Where it's just a tiny little detail, and suddenly it changes everything.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not a good feeling.
No, it's very unsettling. And Katie, not one to back down from a little detective work,
right,
decides to follow this mystery woman.
Of course, with the help of her trusty sidekick, Megan, her best friend.
Always. They track her down to a cafe, and get this, they see the woman whip out Mike's phone to send a text. Game over.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, okay, I have to ask. At this point, what would you do if you were Katie?
Oh, man.
Because I'm torn. Would you confront him right then and there?
Yeah.
Or would you try to, like, gather a little more information, get the lay of the land? It's a tough one.
Oh, for sure. It's easy for us to sit back and judge, right?
Right.
But in that moment, the emotions must be overwhelming. It's intense.
Totally. So, well, here's a twist you won't see coming. Both Katie and Sarah, they react with. Laughter.
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 Are you serious?
I'm serious.
No.
It's like the sheer absurdity of the situation kind of overrides the initial shock and anger.
Right. So you're finding out the person you love has this whole other life, and you just start laughing.
It's almost like, this cannot be my life right now.
Bizarre.
It's too wild to even process.
Yeah. And then what's even more unexpected is they bond over it.
What?
They start comparing notes about Mike's carefully constructed alibis, his go-to excuses.
No way!
It's almost as if he had a spreadsheet for managing his double life.
Oh, no. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Right.
They're finding humor in this insane betrayal, which I kind of love for them. It makes you wonder if this shared experience, even though completely bizarre, was their way of, like, taking back some power.
Oh, totally.
In a situation where they were completely blindsided.
Absolutely. You can feel that solidarity.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about, like, what about social media's role in all of this?
Oh, interesting.
Imagine this happening before Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Right.
Could he have kept it up?
Right.
The logistics of it all, the separate friends, the airtight alibis. It seems almost impossible without leaving some kind of trail.
It really does. It feels like those digital footprints are harder to erase than we think these days.
100%. Social media can be used to deceive, and it can be used to expose.
Right.
Two sides of the same coin, really.
Totally.
But let's not forget about Mike.
Right.
We can't leave him out of this.
Oh, we're getting to Mike. Because, of course, the story doesn't end there, Katie and Sarah, now bonded by this shared experience and wanting to set the record straight, decide to confront Mike together.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And where do they choose for this grand finale? Their favorite restaurant.
Bold move.
Talk about a recipe for disaster.
It really is. But you know what? There's a kind of poetic justice to it.
Right.
They're confronting him in a very public place.
Right.
A place that holds memories for them, signifies their life together.
Right.
It's like they're taking back their narrative.
Love that.
Right.
So how does Mike react?
It's priceless. He's completely caught off guard.
Oh, I bet.
You can practically hear the record scratch, you know. He freezes, turns white as a sheet, and then, in a desperate attempt to salvage the situation, he tries to explain it away.
Okay, hold on. I have to know, how do you even try to explain this away? Like, what's his go-to excuse? Does he blame it on a case of mistaken identity or something?
You would think so, right? But no, his attempt at an explanation is even more ridiculous. He tells them that he has a long-lost twin.
A long-lost twin. Seriously, did he really think they would buy that? Come on.
It's kind of sad, actually. It shows just how desperate he was, you know? Like, he couldn't even grasp how big his lies were. Even with the evidence right there in front of him, he chooses denial. It's easier to believe something totally crazy than to own up to the truth.
Wow. It's almost funny, but it's also kind of heartbreaking, you know?
Totally.
It just shows how deep denial can go, especially when someone's carefully constructed world is falling apart.
It's like, at that point, who was he even trying to convince? Katie and Sarah? Or himself? It's a classic case of someone who's so caught up in their own lies that they can't tell what's real anymore.
So what happens? Do Katie and Sarah let him have it?
Right.
Do they stage a walkout? Picture it, leaving him speechless there in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh, I would love to see that. But the ending to this whole thing is just as surprising as the beginning. Katie and Sarah, they don't give Mike the satisfaction of a reaction. They just walk away.
Oh, wow.
But here's the real kicker. They leave together.
No way.
Not as, you know, rivals or anything, as friends.
I love that.
Brought together by being cheated on by the same guy.
You know, it's like they say, the best revenge is a life well lived. They took something so negative and turned it into a chance to connect with someone, you know, to grow.
Exactly. They took back their power. They refused to let Mike define their stories.
Right.
And I think that's what's so inspiring about this whole thing.
Totally.
Even when someone lies to you, betrays you, you still get to choose how you react, how you heal, how you move on.
It's a powerful message. And, you know, it reminds us that we aren't defined by what other people do to us, but by how we choose to respond when things get tough.
100%.
Yeah.
And yeah, this story is pretty out there, but it does make you think about trust, about fooling yourself, about how complicated relationships really are.
Sure.
It really makes you wonder, how well do you ever really know someone?
Right.
And how do we deal with a world where things aren't always what they seem?
It's a lot to process.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I think that's the beauty of a good deep dive.
Oh.
It's not about having all the answers right.
Mm-hmm.
But about asking the right questions, about being okay with how messy being human can be.
This has been wild, full of crazy twists and big reveals.
I know, right?
But ultimately, I think it's a story about how even when things are tough, connection, resilience, they can win out in the end.
So true.
It's one I won't forget anytime soon.
Me neither. It reminds you that real life can be way more unbelievable than anything you could make up.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Exactly. And sometimes the most unexpected encounters can turn into really meaningful connections.
And on that note, we come to the end of another deep dive. So remember, life is full of surprises. And sometimes those plot twists lead us to exactly where we need to be. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and as always, keep diving deep.